T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, good morning, everybody. All right, good morning. All right, thank you. I can hear you now. Good morning to all our employees and welcome to the local media associates who are here today. For those who haven't met us, I'm Ram Anujam. I'm the plant director. And with me here, we have our UAW 774 shop chairman, Chuck Hurt. All right.
Thank you.
So back in December of 2016, we had Governor Cuomo here and announced almost $300 million of investment in this plant for future engine products. So today, I'm very excited to share with you that first part of that investment for $33+ million that retained 635 jobs. And with that, we will now start building a 4.3 liter AFM active fuel management and a really new exciting product, the 5.3 liter DFM dynamic fuel management and 6.2 liter DFM engine as well for the all new 2019 Chevrolet Silverado and GMC Sierra pickups. That's great, great for the plant. So there are a number of reasons why this is really important for us. First of all, the first one is that pickups are one of GM's most important vehicles, and it's really great that the corporation has entrusted us here at Tonawanda to build the engines for these pickups. It really shows their belief in the skill set of our workforce and our capabilities in building engines to give us what is industry-leading technology, and we're the first plant in North America to build those engines. So that's really, really great for us, especially a product that is GM's bread and butter. So great, great news for us there. The second is that the Silverado is available in 6 engine transmission combinations, giving our customers more combinations of performance, efficiency, and value to best fit their priorities. And we're going to be building 3 of those 6 options. So again, important truck, building some new products. The third one, and which my colleague here, Mike Fonte, who's our launch manager, will be talking to you about, is really something about the product itself. So the new 5.3 liter and the 6.2 liter V8s will be those with the industry first. You know, when we launched the V8 back before, we were one of the first plants in GM that did active fuel management. Well, we are now the first plant, we believe, that's making engines that have dynamic fuel management. And Mike will go into a little bit of detail of the technology that goes towards in that. So, dynamic fuel management actively shuts off any number of cylinders. Today with AFM, a V8 can run on 4 cylinders or 8. With the DFM, it can run anywhere from 1 to 8. So it does it in a variety of combinations depending on the immediate needs to optimize fuel economy. The result of this industry-first technology is instant power when called for and improved efficiency. And finally, you know, it proves our relevance to GM this year. As most of you may know, this is our 80th year of manufacturing excellence in Tonawanda. And so it is absolutely fantastic that this year we get to do industry first leading technology at this plant. So in closing, Tonawanda Engine will continue to strive to build world-class quality engines and delight our customers around the world. And we will remain a strong supporter to the community in which we work and live for many more years to come. Okay? Thank you. Thank you. So in just a moment, I'll have our launch manager, Mike Fonte, talk to you a little bit about the exciting and new innovative technology But first, a few words from our local 774 shop chairman, Chuck Hurt. Chuck?
Good morning. Welcome, everyone. We are very proud that General Motors and the UAW leadership had the faith in Tonawanda Engine Plant to be the lead launch plant for this industry-first technology. It is not a mistake that we are the plant that is the launch plant, because Tonawanda has an amazing reputation for building great quality engines. For 80 years, we have been building quality engines here in the Tonawanda Engine Plant. But the DFM may be the most important launch yet today. With everyone talking about electronic vehicles, autonomous vehicles, we're hoping that the DFM will make the combustion engine competitive and be able to stick around for a lot longer than people are thinking. When the plant is awarded new work or retained jobs, it's not just the employees at Tonawanda that benefit from this. It's the communities. We have people that live in the Buffalo area, Lockport, Rochester, Northtown, Southtowns, all of Western New York. We support all the local businesses, the local charities, so it is not just a win just for the employees of Tonawanda, it's all of Western New York. What's extremely important is that we are keeping these jobs in the United States, and more important, we're keeping these jobs in Tonawanda. A strong manufacturing base equals a strong economy. Thank you for coming out. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chuck. Well said. Now, please welcome launch manager Mike Fonte. Mike?
Good morning. My name is Michael Fonte, and I am the launch manager here in Tonawanda. I would like to take this opportunity to share with you the technical details of our exciting new additions to the small block engine family. I have been at Tonawanda for 33 years, and every time I think we can't go much further with the internal combustion engine, our design engineers come up with innovations that continue to put us at the forefront of engine technology. Tonawanda Engine is proud to add to its 80-year history in providing General Motors with the highest quality, most technologically advanced engines in the industry. Chevrolet recently announced the all-new 2019 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 will offer the most advanced gasoline V8 engines in the brand's history. The new Silverado is available in 8 trim levels, paired with 6 engine transmission combinations, of which 3 of those engines will be assembled right here in Tonawanda, New York. The investment that General Motors made to the future of its bread and butter pickup trucks found its way to the place that we are standing this morning. Even more customers will find a 2019 Silverado 1500 perfectly tailored to their needs for performance, efficiency, technology, and value. Over half of the models will be equipped with the most advanced V8s in the brand's history. Updated versions of Chevrolet's proven 5.3 and 6.2-liter engines, equipped with industry-first dynamic fuel management, featuring 17 different modes of cylinder deactivation. These new engines possess industry-first cylinder deactivation technology that enables the engines to operate in variously different cylinder patterns to optimize power, delivery, and efficiency. Compared to active fuel management, which alternates between 8 and 4 cylinder modes, dynamic fuel management features 17 cylinder patterns. That greater authority mixes cylinder patterns constantly to optimize efficiency and power and delivery at all speeds. During an industry standard test schedule, the 2019 Silverado two-wheel drive with the 5.3-liter and DFM operated with fewer than 8 active cylinders more than 60% of the time, which was 9% more than a comparably equipped 2018 model with active fuel management. Dynamic fuel management is powered by a sophisticated controller that continuously monitors every movement of the accelerator pedal and runs a complex sequence of calculations to determine how many cylinders are required to meet the driver's requested torque. The controller signals 8 individual oil control valves that activate or deactivate the cylinders as required by the current driving conditions. It can make this determination 80 times per second. Over 65,000 lines of program code were added to the already existing 2.8 million lines of program code used to control the engine. The complex algorithm affects 29,000 calibration variables. Jordan Lee, the chief engineer for Chevy's small block engines, was quoted, "The increased variability of dynamic fuel management means the engine will operate more often with a reduced number of cylinders, which saves fuel across the board. Better yet, the transitions are transparent, and because the system is torque-based, you always have that satisfying feeling of power on demand that comes from Chevy's Gen 5 small block V8 engines." The history of Chevrolet and the Tonawanda engine plant is a long and storied one, and the introduction of this innovative technology into our plant will only add to that story. I thank you all for participating today.
Thanks, Mike. I think the mic was set up for my height, so hopefully you all heard what Mike said. So with that, I'd like to conclude the formal part of our program. Again, this is a great day for Tonawanda, for our employees, for our communities, for our suppliers, all our stakeholders that take part in it. Great new product, important product for General Motors, and we are proud to be the first plant to be implementing it in our plant and bring it forward. Thank you for everybody who came, and good luck to all of us. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.